experiment was a great success. Except we made almost no money, because no one was working the bar most of the time. In retrospect, we shouldn't have allowed all the bartenders to enter the tournament.
Be that as it may, we collected something nearly as valuable as money. Personal data. You see, information is the new frontier of money. And the tournament sign-up sheet is loaded with it. All these fools gave us their phone numbers, social security, mother's maiden name, blood type, favorite food type, personality type, astrological preference, credit score, and a personal essay about a time they overcame a difficult struggle. All this was mailed directly to some of the world's most ingenious scammers, hucksters, and salesmen of the night. I think our little friends will be receiving some unwelcome solicitations from some very seedy con artisans very soon.
By the way, where were you during the tournament? I had to foreclose on a Chuck E. Cheese without you.
I was at the bank. I noticed too much of our money was in 20s, so I diversified our holdings by converting Jackson's into Lincoln's. I definitely did not attend the tournament, if that's what you're getting at, but I hear the becloaked vocalist put on quite a show.
By the way, did you notice that Standard Supply never tweeted about the tournament? Maybe if their social media was run more competently, we could have harvested even more data.
Say no more. I know a social media guy whose birthday post for Keith Richards got so many likes, Keith died of surprise. Can you guess who he is?
Well, my guess is Rex Rhapsody.
I mean, yeah, obviously. It was all over the news. The Rolling Stones were streaming a special birthday concert on LiveLeak, and Keith checked his phone in between songs. He died instantly in front of everyone. It was awful.
Well, let's not worry about that too much. We need Rex Rhapsody running Standard Supply's Twitter account ASAP.
Rex knows over a million facts about the Foo Fighters alone. His presence on their social media accounts will increase the value of our investments so much. Standard Supply might even be removed from the Chicago Tribune's 10 worst bars list.
Excellent. Then it's only a matter of time before we appear in Forbes' coveted two entrepreneurs under 50 list.
We'll finally unseat the current title holders, the owner of the San Francisco 49ers and rapper 49 Cent.
Did you guys see Snorri's sign on the cube marquee?
I watched it for about half an hour. It just kept repeating, "The end is nigh. www.theendoftheW."
I think he ran out of space for his message.
What a waste. Imagine how many new friends I'd have in Tickle Wars Legends if my tickle tag was on that marquee right now.
Have you guys noticed that Dan and Nika haven't come into work in like a week? I was so swept up in the tournament I forgot all about them.
Maybe they got lost.
I doubt it. Dan told me he can smell his way back home by tracing his own scent.
Are you sure you're not thinking of a dog?
Oh yeah, it was a dog who told me that. I'm sure they'll come back someday, though.
Wait, hold up. I'm getting a call from Scam Likely. I gotta take this. Hello? Mr. Likely?
Hello, I'm Mackenzie Scott, ex-wife of Amazon CEO and founder. I'm donating $4 billion to charities, individuals, colleges across the globe from Scott's foundation to provide immediate support, and you're one of the lucky winners. I have a donation grant worth $100,800,000 for you. You can contact me for information if you're interested. Regards, Mackenzie Scott.
It wasn't him.
Who was it?
Just some guy, I don't know.
Now I'm getting a call from Scam Likely. Hello?
Hello, I'm Mackenzie Scott, ex-wife of Amazon CEO and founder. I'm donating $4 billion to charities.
Awkward.
Who was it?
Mackenzie Scott, ex-wife of Amazon CEO and founder.
Well, what did you want?
I don't know. I don't want old Jeff B. thinking we're creeping around behind his back talking to his ex-wife all the time.
He might tell Amazon to stop shipping to us.
Yeah, like what if we buy a yacht and we park it next to his yacht and he sees us get a phone call and he's looking at the screen and he sees it's his ex-wife? I don't really want to have to explain that to him.
I wonder what she wanted.
I don't know. I've got enough problems as it is.
Really? Name one.
I can see the Big Apple on the horizon. We're almost to Colburn.
I still don't see why we can't just play a show in Toronto.
It will all be clear soon enough.
Look, here's the venue, right across from the Big Apple.
Wow, there's actually people here.
And like, half of them are dressed the same. Are they children?
No, I think they're grown adults wearing children's hoodies with dinosaurs on them.
That's right. You could say they're fans. Not of our music, of course, but of dinos. Hey guys, thanks for being on time to the meeting place.
Of course. Would a megalithorith be late for the Jurassic period?
Never.
That doesn't make sense.
Maybe not, but a lot of other things will make sense real soon.
He just walked off. Not into the venue, but around it.
He's finishing the route.
What route? Is this something you guys planned?
It was planned long before our time. Arlen hasn't told you about the dinos?
He told us that the first discovered Triceratops fossil in 1887 was at first mistakenly identified as a type of bison.
That's true, but I mean the ancient rune. You see, dinosaurs never actually went extinct. They've been living inside the Earth this entire time.
That's right. And up to this point, I have traced the rune perfectly, fulfilling the prophecy of Littlefoot's journey. All that's left is for me to step on stage.
Littlefoot from the kids' movie?
The Land Before Time lays out precisely the coordinates one must walk in order to transport oneself to the realm of dinos. The first 9 movies do, anyway. The ones after that are filler.
Those movies take place entirely in Ontario, and they end right near the Big Apple, years before apples were even invented.
So you believe, Arlen, that when you get on stage, you'll be teleported to a world of dinosaurs?
That's right. I'm going to descend to the center of the Earth.
That's why we call ourselves the Benevolent Society of the Undersaurus. The dinos are under us, and a saur is like a dinosaur or something.
When this plan fails, are you going to keep moving the goalposts and claim there's actually another rune and another path?
I don't believe in goalposts. My entire reputation in the Benevolent Society is at stake tonight. I've already told the guys to ban me from the message board if my plan fails, but it won't. Let me tell you something. The Big Apple claims to be the biggest apple-shaped structure in the world.
I know that. I already know.
Yes, but my plans are even bigger than that.
The Big Apple can purportedly hold 650,000 apples. You're telling me that, metaphorically, your plan is bigger than that?
Yes. If I was going to measure my plan in apples, it would be over 1 million of them. I know this is a very abstract metaphor, but I feel confident that if I am summoned into the center of the Earth tonight when I step on that stage, basically, it will be even more impressive than stuffing 1 million apples into that apple-shaped building.
How about we place a bet to make this interesting? If you're not summoned to the land of dinosaurs, I get to keep your van, your drums, and all your stuff.
When I am transported, you can keep that stuff anyways. I won't be needing it. Let's make this more interesting. If I'm wrong, I will do your bidding for all of eternity, or until I die. If I die. But if I'm right, you have to construct the world's largest dinosaur statue. Since the Big Apple can fit 650,000 apples, I think it's reasonable to ask for a dino statue that can fit 650,001 dinosaurs.
Okay, that seems like a safe bet. I hope you like washing pint glasses.
I hope you like sculpting thousands of pounds of marble into the most menacing and lifelike facsimile of a T-Rex the world has ever seen.
I do like that. I do it all the time.
Uh-huh, okay then.
Oh hey, you're that guy from the tournament. Sleepy.
Snorri.
Oh, sorry.
No, Snorri. Anyway, I need a drink.
Let me see if we have any. Oh, yeah, we have 12 beers on tap. I think we can spare one for you.
Give me something that can drown the sorrows of a once proud warrior who has failed his god.
Miller Lite ought to do the trick.
Hey, Snorri, we saw your sign on the cube marquee. It was really sick.
Yeah, we went to that website you listed, 404 Not Found. It's really metal and punk to make people go to a dead link.
It was pretty metal and punk. But sadly, that was not my intention. I screwed up and made someone really mad.
I'm not mad. People come in here asking for beer all the time.
No, not that. I guess I should clarify. I made some god mad.
Is this about that Dilbert god you were yammering about at the tournament?
Dilton. He's the god of extermination, pestilence, and 2-for-1 Tuesdays. That might sound like fun, but usually it's 2-for-1 murders or carjackings, bad stuff. But, well, occasionally it's fun stuff like mozzarella sticks. Dilton is a wise god, but his two-for-one buffalo margarita dippers are so absurdly cheap you'd think he was stupid.
He sounds kind of stupid, but also really wise.
Well, how could this guy be mad at you? Didn't you invent him?
Yeah, but I shouldn't have invented him to be so vengeful just once. Why can't I invent a nice god?
Maybe you can make it up to him by killing a guy or carjacking someone. Heck, you could destroy our bar if it'd help.
Yeah, most of the stuff in here is trash anyway. Feel free to ransack it to appease your god.
Perhaps there is another way I can make it up to him. I know I will hold a benefit concert to raise awareness of the coming destruction of the Earth at Dilton's hand, and all proceeds will go to Dilton's efforts to destroy Earth.
Ooh, that sounds like fun. I'll donate all of my money, because I won't need it anymore after he destroys me.
But where could I play? A venue the size of Cube will never have me.
I think I know where you could play. Lincoln Hall.
Wait, what about here? We don't have any bands booked. The schedule's wide open.
Excellent. I will play the show in 2 weeks' time for Dilton and the end of the Earth. Hello? I do not know any Mackenzie. Well, that is a lot of money. Listen, my god Dilton could really use $1,800,000 to destroy the planet with. His checking account is... Okay, I'm not sure of his banking info. I'll get back to you. Later.
Who was that? Was that Dilton?
No, it was Mackenzie Scott, ex-wife of Amazon CEO and founder. She offered an impressive sum of money, but I am pretty sure Dilton doesn't have a checking account, so we'll have to stick with Plan A, the most impressive benefit concert that Standard Supply has ever seen.
Mr. Low-Key, you're in rare form today. I'm glad your surgery went so well. The doctor said it was the most impressive rooster recovery since you removed that 2x4 from Foghorn Leghorn's ass.
I'm all for physical comedy, believe me. But there's nothing funny about that.
You know, I've been thinking about the tournament, and I really see the error of my ways. I was so focused on rapping fast, I wasn't rapping smart. It's time I move my rhymes off the streets and into the legitimate theater.
Hold up. The stage is where comedians perform. Perhaps I can be of use.
Yeah. Maybe we do a hip-hop comedy special.
One with no jokes.
And lots of rhymes.
And a musical number about my boat.
Nah. I'm thinking it's about my trauma. Growing up in Brooklyn, prefecture with only a rooster at my side, hustling, working 30 hours a week as a receptionist at an accounting firm just to get by.
Selling rocks? Rocks are CDs, right? I always hear rappers talk about selling them.
Streets is hot in the local prefecture. That's real shit, no conjecture. Cops trying to throw the book at me, but like my favorite rooster, I stay low-key.
Wow, someone should write that down. Mr. Low-Key, did you get all that?
This rooster-powered laptop was a great investment. Basically, he spins around in a hamster wheel that powers it, and he's got a little keyboard right in front of there on his beak.
I know, I can see that. I'm looking directly at him.
I know. Anyway, I was real young when shit got crazy with my trauma. You ever hear about a woman who put 2 quarters in her ears when she wanted to listen to 50 Cent? That was my mama. Shit kids said about her was cold-blooded like iguana, but now I'm making money moves in the sauna with Obama. Facebook friends with the Dalai Lama. Man, is this really my life? It's crazy how I got rich after living with so much strife.
Yo! That shit is hilarious!
It's not supposed to be funny. It's about my struggles.
Whoa! I meant that shit is serious.
I think I can get an EGOT off this one thing. Tony for hottest musical. Grammy for hottest song. Emmy for hottest televised performance of a musical. And Oscar for best performance by a rooster in a feature film based on a play.
As a comedian, I love jokes. But this is no laughing matter. You're seriously going to blow up and become goated and egoted.
Hey, shut the fuck up. We're working here.
I think he's mad that Mr. Low-Key's hamster wheel is blocking traffic.
Man, I'm from the streets. I can't concentrate on my art if I'm not literally making it in the middle of the street. Okay, we'll move.
Hold up! Mr. Low-Key's hamster wheel is rolling away!
He's falling toward the crack in the road.
The hamster wheel's too big to fall in. He's safe.
Wait, hold up, though. The laptop. It's...
I didn't hear it hit the ground, so that crack must be pretty deep.
My life's work. It's all gone.
Well, at least your beloved rooster companion is safe.
Yo, I'm kind of busy right now. I'll holler at you later, Mackenzie.
Was that Mackenzie Scott? Ex-wife of Amazon CEO and founder? She called me earlier. We talked about maybe doing a project together. She might throw some funds my way so I can buy a yacht for my boat video.
5 minutes ago, I would have loved some funding for my life's work. But now my dreams are shattered.
Your dream of hanging out on my yacht could still come true. All we need is a yacht.
Nah, I'm going home to my prefecture to get back to my roots. Then I'm going to start all over on my life's work. Let's go, Mr. Loki.
Yeah, I've got my own thing going on. No need to worry about me. I have a huge amount of things to live for. It's not like my father died right in front of my eyes from laughing too much at Stewie Griffin's Comedy Central Presents. There's no way that for me, every time I hear a laugh, it's a dagger through my heart that reminds me of my infinite pain. It's more likely that I'm just a silly freak who likes to tell jokes. Everyone can relate to that. It's not like I'm some sad fuck-up who uses comedy as a facade to mask my misery. Anyway, I'll probably just go have a few laughs by myself. I don't need any friends to hang out with or... Ah, damn, they already left.
Rex Rhapsody, to what do we owe this honor?
Can a guy just stop in for a drink?
Sure, I just figured since you work for Cube, you usually drink there. You probably get an employee discount. Or if there's no discount, you probably feel comfortable stealing from them to make up for it.
Why wouldn't I get an employee discount here? After all, the Fairbanks just appointed me the new social media guy for Standard Supply.
What? That's my job. That's my whole reason for living.
Just yesterday, you told me getting famous is your reason for living. And if you don't get famous real soon, we might see you on the news.
Be that as it may, you can't just take away someone's job like this. What if I had a family to feed? Or a sick rooster with hospital bills? There's plenty of imaginary situations where this could be a problem.
Do you really think you can do this job better than me? Your last post says, "Get I get a door."
Oh yeah, I couldn't open a door and I got mad, cause I was real drunk. Our followers like my candid behind the scenes honesty.
You're the only one who liked the post. Why don't you let a real pro give it a shot?
Never. You'll have to pry the password from my scalding hot dead hands after I die in a volcano.
The Fairbanks already guessed it. SpongeBob123.
I knew I should have added a 4 for extra security.
Here, watch this. Who's your favorite musician with multiple DUIs? Now I retweet from the verified Rex Rhapsody account, and there we go. 500 new followers.
30 people have already replied, Billy Joel.
Posting about DUIs will make people excited to drink at the bar. It's brilliant.
Hold up, Raina. Can't you see that this development might hurt Cameron's feelings? And what did we learn from the singing tournament if not that feelings are the most important thing of all?
What? I didn't learn any lessons about feelings. You guys did. As the owner of this bar, I have to do what's right for the business. So, Rex gets the job.
You don't own the bar anymore. The Fairbanks do.
Oh, right. Well, as the senior bartender, I choose to allow their decision.
This is just great. Is everyone on the side of evil except me?
Look, I consider myself a good man, but I plan to do nothing.
Good men doing nothing is literally the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil, dude.
Who says evil is triumphed? John Goodman was the 8th person to reply, Billy Joel. Maybe we can get him to follow us.
He played a working class guy on TV. That's exactly the vibe we want for this bar. A working class veneer, but actually exclusively for the rich and famous.
That's right. Guys like me and John Goodman have it all figured out. You have to work smarter, not harder. That's why we make the big bucks.
You're a bartender with no money, no health insurance, and no relevant experience to get any kind of job that will ever earn you a stable living. Forbes magazine named you one of Chicago's 10 bartenders least likely to be employed next year.
But I'm in Forbes magazine. I put the article on my fridge, and I clipped out most of the headline so it just says 10 bartenders. If I bring that to any bar in this town, they'll hire me instantly. I know you're mad you lost your social media job, but you can still be a bartender here.
Okay, I'll tend your bar. But I'm not gonna like it. And also, guess what? I'm going to start plotting my revenge.
Nika already tried a revenge scheme like a week ago. Do we really need to do this again?
Fine. I'll just be silently mad about it. There used to be a time when evil people were bad, but now guys like the Fairbanks and Reyna get to do evil stuff all the time and nobody cares.
I'm not a Fairbanks-style rich guy. I'm more of a relatable John Goodman-style of rich guy.
You're not rich.
Oh, yeah.
I just tweeted, what's an iconic TV theme song you associate with John Goodman? He said Roseanne and followed back.
Say, Rex, don't you need this MIDI keyboard to tweet the letters A through G?
What?
Don't worry about that. We're doing my thing right now. I'm mad.
Your thing will have to wait. I gotta take this. Hello? Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. My routing number is 1-6-3-7-8-3-6-4. Checking number is 7-2-1-9-9-5-6-3.
Are you giving someone your banking info over the phone?
Shut up. This could be big for me. Yeah, uh-huh. Great to hear from you, Mackenzie. Bye-bye.
Who is that?
Just a friend who's roughly as rich and famous as I am. She had a business proposal for me.
Reyna, did you give your banking information to Mackenzie Scott, ex-wife of Amazon CEO and founder?
You must think I'm an idiot. That wasn't my real checking account. It was my Tickle Wars Legends in-game bank account. There's no money in there for her to steal.
There's no money in your real bank account either.
Oh, right. Maybe I should call her back and give her that info too. She's probably busy, though. Oh well, who wants a beer? Heck, I'll take one. Cameron, maybe you can pour it for me.
Being a bartender sucks. My life is so shitty that I hate it.
Toady, bring us the ceremonial champagne from the mini fridge.
Yes, master. I'll get the finest bottle. The one made with grapes hand-squeezed by the governor of France's Champagne region.
The governor of Champagne's time is very valuable. For him to squeeze grapes by hand is a tremendous waste of time, and a testament to how important we are to drink such a thing so casually.
That's right, my lord. Here are two champagne flutes forged in France's famous flute region. Technically, you can't call a glass a flute unless it comes from there.
This flute was made by ordinary workers, but they were union workers, so they wasted a lot of extra time making these and drove up the cost, so it's still a flex to drink from them.
This toast is to our continued conquest of the Little Canada neighborhood.
Yes. Today we evicted a puppy store, a soup kitchen, and a doggy soup kitchen for homeless puppies. All shall be replaced with Buffalo Wild Wings franchises.
Excellent. Finally, we can move on to Phase B, opening the world's second largest rainforest cafe. We already own the first largest.
Master, I checked online like you asked. And there are currently no animatronic stegosauruses available on eBay.
Damn. Sometimes I wish this champagne flute didn't exude such fine craftsmanship, so I could crush it in anger.
Never mind. As long as we continue to buy up property now, all the best kitschy knickknacks will fall into place eventually.
Yes. It's only a matter of time until Little Canada is renamed Fairbank Park. Of course, we'll have to destroy the actual park to make space for a Chili's.
My only concern is that the city's efforts to repair the crack in the road have all failed. That infernal crack is going to drive down our property values.
Perhaps we can use that to our advantage. If we allow the crack to continue driving property values down, we can more easily buy up all the property in the neighborhood. Then we simply fix it ourselves and reap the rewards.
Excellent. Soon the whole world will fear the name Fairbank. And when you Google the Fairbanks, you'll see us instead of the weather forecast for Fairbanks, Alaska.
Watch out, Alaskans. It's about to get slightly more inconvenient to check the weather forecast.
Hey, guys, Remember my friend Mackenzie Scott? We talked on the phone earlier.
Yeah, that was like 5 minutes ago.
Well, she followed through on her promise. I just logged into Tickle Wars Legends to tickle a local oaf with a feather and noticed that my bank account has $100,800,000 in it.
What? No way, we're rich!
We are rich! Wait, no! I'm rich! Except it's only good for in-game purchases. There's no way to withdraw funds once they're in your Tickle account.
Why didn't you give her your real checking account? You've made the biggest mistake of your life!
Are you kidding? I'm basically a god in Tickle Wars now!
Better to reign in Tickle Wars than to serve on Earth.
Well, I'm still going to serve here. I'm a bartender, and I have no money.
What are you gonna do with that much in-game currency, though? Like, is there even enough stuff to buy?
Let's see. Okay, let's buy EXP all the way up to level 100. Every cosmetic in the game, including the Cloak of 1,000 Colors and the Scepter of 1,000 Lords. The King's Feather, capable of tickling even a king. And the best defensive item in the game, the Basilisk's Wand, capable of turning anyone into stone so they may not be tickled. Okay. I still have $100,798,020 left.
It's worthless. All that money is worthless if there's nothing left to buy.
Not true. I'm going to gift every item and bonus to you guys as well.
Well, I already finished the skill tree for my Tickle Paladin, so I don't really need that much EXP.
Nevertheless, it's the least I can do for my Tickle Guild. If the Fairbanks or anyone on Earth tries to battle us in brawl mode, we will destroy them.
It doesn't really sound that fun if we have such an unfair advantage. I think I'm over Tickle Wars.
Yeah, me too. The game's been going downhill for a while, to be honest. The Tickle Tickle Panic DLC left much to be desired.
Fine. I can buy new friends if I need to. You're all replaceable to me. Everyone is replaceable. In the game, anyway. I actually kind of need you guys to be my friends in real life, because I don't have any other friends.
Hello? Mackenzie Scott? You had $100,800,000, but you already gave it away? Why are you calling if there's no money left? No, I'm glad. That money needed to be redistributed. And I have no use for money anyway. My comrades in Google sweatshops have invented a new kind of wheel that can replace wage slavery. Basically, it lists chores on it, and it tells you who has to do what. No longer will we be in the employ of capitalists such as yourself. You see... Oh, she already hung up.
Hey, Arlen! There's a guy here who says he's a TGI Fridays franchise owner. Says you have a stegosaurus that he very desperately needs.
Uh-oh. I don't have time for this now. We're so close. Even the slightest deviation from the way could jeopardize the ritual.
He says he wants to talk to you at the bar.
I can't walk to the bar. When this band finishes, I'm going to walk in a straight line directly to the drum kit, completing the ritual. We've waited years for this moment.
He says he's got $4,000 cash he can give you for the Stegosaurus right now.
Damn. That money would go a long way towards building the world's largest dinosaur statue. But I have to stay focused.
He's waving at us. Look, he's motioning like, come over here.
I can't deal with this right now. You know what? It's time. I'm rushing the stage.
Good luck, sir, and may Littlefoot be with you.
Hey, what's Arlen doing?
He's rushing the stage.
He shoved the drummer and took his sticks.
It worked! It worked! The age of the dinosaur is upon us!
Hello? Forbes magazine? You want to put me on your coveted two entrepreneurs under 50 list? I guess I am very rich, and it is very notable that I sunk over 100 million of my fortune into a freemium mobile game. But I don't have time for this right now. I've got to clean this pint glass. Okay, bye-bye. What now? Hello?
This is Professor Abacus. Is this standard supply ale and dried goods?
Hi, Professor. Are you calling to pre-order a beer?
Well, I've heard that you may have something I'd like to examine. I'm a scientist at Standard Supply Science and Research. As you can imagine, I was surprised to learn about a bar with such a similar name.
Is this about my fortune? Look, my tickle tag is The Gamer Bartender Reina, number 14730. You can add me, and I'll send you a free tickle talisman that gives double tickle points for 24 hours. All right?
I don't think you understand.